Hi, Herb. What's on your mind?
You do a great service. Thank you.
Well, thanks for saying so, sir. I do what I can to get this word spread, and thanks for helping me.
And the second thank you is to your operator who allowed me to have it on speakerphone and then told me you were coming up next so that I could have it in hand, not to be fussing with getting it off the speakerphone. So
all right.
Thank you to him also. What a fabulous group.
Yep, he knows what he's doing. More than I do. Go for it.
Now, for the conversation, the reason I called was you said somebody was saying take lithium with B12. I take 5,000 micrograms, MCGs, four times a week, B12, but I heard nothing ever about lithium, so tell me about lithium, or where do you get it, and et cetera, please.
Okay, one gets low-dose lithium, and that's what we're talking about here, is low-dose. You just don't want the big bad doses that are used only on prescription for bipolar disease. That's not relevant here. But the low-dose comes in 5 milligram, 10 milligram, and 20 milligrams. Nobody's reported a side effect for all the years that's been in health food stores if we don't go past 20 milligrams. And what that caller was literally calling attention to is some studies that show that B12 levels run lower in people who don't have lithium in them. And the same thing happens with something called folate, and it's an old publication from 1999, but the information around doesn't get around as much as it should. Now, what I was saying to the caller is that, gee whiz golly, I think all of us should be taking low-dose lithium anyway if we happen to be adults past 40. Why? Because it's been flat-out proven, and I'm not kidding at all, the research is fabulous, that lithium actually helps people of any age to grow new brain cells. And look at, when that was published in The Lancet, that was in the year 2000, I thought, oh my gosh, I can use all the brain cells I can get. And so I've been taking low-dose lithium ever since the year 1900. I'm sorry, that was wrong, the year 2000. I missed it by a century there. And yes, and the information about low-dose lithium keeps rolling in. It helps to have us make new mitochondria, the little energy engines inside the brain cells. It makes new brain cells. It promotes longevity. A big old study in Japan, the more lithium in the water, the longer the people lived. This was over 1 million people were studied. And the less lithium in the water, the less long they lived. And there's not very much lithium in the water. It's in parts per million, and yet it made a difference. So with all those advantages, and I could go on and on, but I won't because there may be other folks such as Tim and Bruce waiting. I think low-dose lithium is just one of the longevity and health and good health, particularly good brain health. Oh, yes, I forgot. Here I go again. Lithium blocks every step on the pathway to Alzheimer's, sir. It just blocks them and blocks them and blocks them. There's articles about that from 2007, 2008. So anyway, I think low-dose lithium is good for all of us adults. And it'll help your B12 work better, too.
Okay, a second quick question, if I may. You talked about vinegar as a weight reducer. Tell me more about that, please, if you have a moment.
Well, I got a moment because I'm going to refer you right back to the book that told everybody about it. It's called Folk Medicine, F-O-L-K Medicine, by a D.C. Jarvis, D initial, C initial, and then Jarvis. Published in the 50s. You can find it online at a used book search for usually a buck or two because he sold several million copies. It was such a good book. And that's where we were all introduced to the concept of vinegar and weight loss. So you can read about it there. You can also read research papers from Japan that show that it helps to control blood sugar and helps you slowly lose weight.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.